I'm Luchka Bibic, and this is the special episode of The Naked Scientist, How Tobacco Could Save Lives. In Africa, every 30 seconds a child dies from malaria. And to try and stop this deadly disease, we rely on the scientists like Dr. Paulina Fuentes at Max Planck Institute in Germany, who is working with anti-malarian drug artemisinin.
Yeah, it's one of the most devastating tropical diseases, and it's very much in the world, and mainly in poor countries, and it mainly affects children.
Malaria is a double trouble, especially for the poor. Most of them cannot access drugs from nearby clinics owing to the high costs. But creating a cheaper drug that could cure malaria is tricky, because artemisinin is in short supply, and it's expensive to make it synthetically. But now Paulina and other researchers in Germany have figured out a way how tobacco plant might light up the way when it comes to beating malaria.
And what we did in this work was to first introduce the core pathway of artemisinic acid, which comprises four different genes, into the genome of the chloroplast, and we managed to produce the compound in very low levels. So with this, we already set a system, a transposon plant, that was producing the acid at very low.
What Paulina had done was that she basically transplanted all the genes responsible for the synthesis of the drug, artemisinin, into a tobacco leaf. This is what she calls a transplastomic plant. But if you can't make loads of the drug, that would mean you have to repeat it over and over again in order to get out a sufficient amount that could cure a patient. That makes a production costly. How did Paulina manage to get out more of the drug and lower the production costs?
We found many genes that could increase the production of artemisinic acid, so we decided to also try to include these genes in our plant. So we decided to use another technique that is called combinatorial transformation.
This was extremely exciting. I asked Paulina to tell me more about this technique.
And in this technique, what you do is you select all your candidate genes and then you shoot all of them together into your plant. By shooting this in this way, you're going to have a lot of different independent lines, and they're going to have different combinations of these genes you're shooting. Besides the four genes we had already, so you put a leaf piece in a machine and a gun, your bullets in this case are gold particles, and then they carry your genes inside the cell.
You have the genes that can make the drug together with all the other genes that promote the drug synthesis, and you shout them with gold, make tiny particles out of them and put them into the tobacco plant. How's that different than introducing this set of genes to some other plants?
The advantage of plants is that they are a cheaper production platform, they are renewable, and they are easily scalable. So if you need more of the molecule, then you just put more plants in the field. If you need less, then you just put less plants. So it's a very good alternative, and as you know, plants just need water and sun to grow.
We are all perceiving plant scientists as plant gurus in the lab. I imagine then your home must be full of the plants then.
Actually, I think it's quite funny because I love plants and I love working with plants, but I'm actually quite bad with my plants at home. So at home I don't have many plants, so I think most of my work with plants is here in the institute. But I'm quite good with the plants in the research.
That was Dr. Paulina Fuentes from Max Planck Institute in Germany. And I am Luchka Bibic from The Naked Scientist.